And but production's the funniest job for meeting those kinds of people.
Oh, it's the best.
The other extra, I did extra work on Blue Bloods.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Tom Selleck? Did you see Tom Selleck?
No, but I saw Donnie.
Oh, hell yeah.
I saw Donnie, and there was this fucking guy there, this older black dude who was like in his like, probably in his early 60s.
Okay.
And, you know, he clearly had taken elocution lessons, or at least knew how to approximate them. Because, you know, he's, like, always had his fucking eyebrows vaulted, you know, like, speaking in a, you know, very, like, erudite way or whatever, but then bullshit. It was always bullshit. Right. And, like, the minute I saw this guy when we're sitting and holding, I'm like, I'm going to listen to every word this guy has to say.
Yeah.
For, also, a lot of the extras, they have their own cop outfits because they do extra work so much.
Oh,
they
wow.
They go and buy New York police officer outfits.
I come with my uniform.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what they do, because it's like you can get a job as, like, you know, the guy that's permanently a police officer on the background of like CSI or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
So we're there, and he finds this girl. I forget her name. We'll call her Gabby. And she was like younger, like kind of attractive, but not TV attractive. Yeah. You know, like or she's like, yeah, I'm trying to become an actress. You know,
right, that's what
I want to do is I want to be an actress. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, I mean, whatever. She's 19, so she has time to figure out that, you know, don't
she's
do that.
She's not going to be an actress. Yeah.
And this Lawrence guy immediately hones in on her because it's someone that he can spew all of his bullshit to.
Oh, God.
And, you know, like, I'm trying to remember a couple of the hits, but, you know, there was a good one in there where he's like, you know, I mean, I show up on these sets and, you know, I'm ready to go, you know. And the one time they say to me, Lawrence, you know, we need you to move up and we need you to speak a couple of lines in this one. And I say, I'm ready. I can do that. You know? but they give me just my sides. And I say, well, I'm going to need the whole script. I need to understand my character's motivations.
Oh,
what is he feeling
God.
In this situation? You know, like,
and the line is like,
yeah. Has anybody seen the coffee maker? You know, yeah, it's like that. She just pokes her head in or whatever. Yeah, it's never.
They went that way.
Yeah. And he's like, I need to know my motivations. And then, you know, it's like everything's like just filled with all this like bitterness. There's like a subtext
of,
you know, jealousy and anger. And there's one time he was like, I just heard him and he's talking to her. He's like, and I told her, you know, I mean, next time you're going to be working for me. I'll be producing on the next one. I'll be directing. You know, you're going to be working for me. So, you know, no, you can't talk to me that way. I forget who said the line, but one of my favorite lines is, I'm going to show them who's never been boss.
Yeah.
And I think that applies to Lawrence. But so he's going off about, you know, the whole time. One time he's saying, you know, I've been here since season one. I've been working here on this project together since season one. It's like, you know, you've just been booked as an extra.
Yeah.
For 7 years.
Yeah. On the show. On Blue Bloods.
Yeah, on Blue Bloods. The show with 19 granddads where everyone has a mustache.
Yeah.
The mustache granddad show. You know what? So it's like Tom Selleck is supposed to play the patriarch on that show.
Yeah,
he's like
this
cop granddad, and then his son like has a son. So he's like he's the granddad.
Right.
And then Tom Selleck's dad is on the show too. So there's another grandpa.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Really?
There's
many grandpas?
9 generations of Irish cops. But the guy who plays Tom Selleck's father on the show is only like 3 years older than Tom Selleck in real life. Because
that math
doesn't make any fucking sense. But so after like a whole day of Lawrence going off about how much, you know, everybody loves him or whatever, he's talking, he's like, you know, me and Donnie have been working on this project for years together. Donnie Wahlberg shows up. You know, nobody's seen Donnie yet. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. It's Donnie Wahlberg. And he walks by, and Lawrence sees him, and he goes, good morning, Donnie. And Donnie Wahlberg takes one look at this man and goes, been seeing too much of you around here, Lawrence. And just walks away.
Been seeing too much of you.
Yeah. He's completely annoyed.
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, he like turns to that girl and he's like, we play games with each other. We like to joke around with each other.